we present the Grumbleweeds. Albert, Carl, Graham, Morris and Robin in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner?
This is where everybody is. Everybody's in here, man.
I'm coming.
Get in, Peter. What's your problem?
What's my problem? Oh, I can't go. I just can't go.
You can't go.
It's that washing up machine you paid £5 for at that auction sale. I've just put 3 days washing up in it, poured half a packet of soap powder in it and switched it on.
Well, what's wrong with that?
It's not a rotten washing up machine.
What is it, Peter?
It's a flaming spin dryer.
So we've no crockery anymore?
Oh, yes, we've loads of crockery. We've about 4,000 bits of crockery.
Oh, was it? Who bought it at the auction sale as a washing up machine anyway?
That bonehead rubbish brought it.
Well, he can take it back. Oh, I can't call.
Where is Uncle Rubbish anyway? Has anybody seen him?
Oh, yes. He went into town about an hour ago.
Well, when he comes back, he can put that 4,000-piece dinner service in a flippin' dustbin.
He's a pain in the neck, Rubbish is. I hate his guts. I've always hated him. He gets right up my nose, he does, pal.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Uncle Rubbish. They were just talking about you.
Oh, that's nice.
About that washing up machine you got at the auction sale.
Oh, yes, it were a bargain with that. It only cost a fiver, you know, but there's something you ought to know, Frieda, before you use it.
What's that?
It's a spin dryer. Whatever you do, don't put any cups and saucers into it. That'd make a right mess.
Oh, I can't go.
What a funny woman.
Where have you been, Uncle Rubbish?
Well, Melanie, I've been into town. Do you remember that discussion we had the other day about how we could bring a bit more money into the house?
Yeah, I suggested I apply to that modelling agency for a job.
You don't need models for garden gnomes.
Well, our financial worries are over.
Fantastic!
I found a lodger.
Oh, that's great!
And who is he?
He's a gentleman I met quite by accident while I was in town.
But we don't want just anybody, Uncle Rubbish. Is he reputable?
He certainly is. He used to be the managing director of a big firm in London before he went into Parliament. Then he was knighted, he became British ambassador in Hong Kong, and after 5 years, he was made governor of Barbados. And 2 years ago, he retired to write his memoirs.
And where does he live in now?
In a cardboard box behind the bus station.
He's living where?
In a cardboard box behind the bus station.
I don't believe it.
Oh, it's a big cardboard box. There's room in it for him and his dog.
He's got a flaming dog?
Yes, oh, it's a lovely little thing. He's on a bit of string tied to his trousers.
Just a minute, pal. This fella used to be a managing director of a big firm.
Yeah.
Then an MP.
Yeah. Then he was knighted and he became British ambassador in Hong Kong.
And then the governor of Barbados.
That's it.
Who told you all this?
He did.
I see. So this peer of the realm, who has just retired as governor of Barbados to write his memoirs, lives in a cardboard box behind a bus station with a rotten, lousy, flea-ridden dog tied to his trousers by a piece of string.
Got it in one.
And what's the name of this valued member of the British establishment?
Ratface.
Ratface?
That's it, Ratface.
Shouldn't he be Sir Ratface?
Is that his first name or his last name?
Well, I think he only has the one. Well, at least that's what his friends call him.
Friends? What friends?
Well, there's about six of them meet up behind the bus station. There's Airy Harry, Mouldy Malcolm, Smelly Sam, Pungy Percy, Stinky Stephen and Dirty Dick.
I suppose Dirty Dick used to be the Lord Mayor of London, didn't he?
No, the Prime Minister of Australia.
Hey, I think it's going to be fantastic having such an important man lodging in our house.
Important man?
Yes.
He's a rotten, stinking tramp.
Oh, no, he's not. He's a victim of the economic depression, he is. He invested £500,000 in a donkey stone mine in Harrogate.
When was this?
Yesterday morning. By lunchtime, his shares were worthless. Anyway, he's lodging with us.
We are not having a tramp in this house.
He's not a tramp, Uncle Nasty.
All right, what is he then?
Well, he's a distinguished member of, he used to be, you see, before he was, well... I suppose he's a tramp.
And you've offered him a room in this house?
Oh, no. I have not offered him a room. He's not having his own room, don't think that. Don't think he's going to have his own part of the house, because he's not. No, he ain't. No. I thought he could share with you.
What?
Hey, I think that's fantastic. You'll have somebody to talk to in bed, Uncle Nasty.
If you think he's sleeping in my bed, you can jump out the window.
Actually, Uncle Nasty, by the sound of it, if he gets into your bed, I think it'll be you that's jumping out the window.
Has anybody seen Uncle Nasty?
Yeah, I have. He was digging a big hole in the middle of the front path.
Oh, that's all right then. I told Ratface to go to the back door.
Well, me and Jeffy saw him half an hour ago putting a barbed wire fence round his bed.
We did, Ernest. And we thought, kinky.
We did. Kinky, we thought. What did we think?
We thought, kinky.
Kinky.
Yes,
what's here, Jeffrey?
What, Ernest?
I hope this rat face fellow isn't going to, well, lower the tone of the house, though.
So do I, Ernest. We don't want our tone lowering, do we?
Well, I certainly don't. My tone's low enough as it is, thank you very much.
Well, I think you'll integrate with us very nicely.
Oh, I'm all for a bit of integrating, aren't you, Geoffrey?
I am, Ernest. What am I all for a bit of?
Integrating.
Yes.
Get in here, man!
Oh, I can't go! Oh, I just cannot go!
My word, you look nice, Melanie.
Yes, I put my new dress on.
And very nice it is as well. It clings a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's that kind of dress.
What are you talking about? It's your dad's old vest. What did you give her that old vest for, Adolf?
I don't know. Do you like the trimming I put round the bottom?
It's very nice. What is it?
Black puddings.
I thought they were a smell. How long have you had black puddings round the bottom of your dress, Melanie?
6 months.
Right. I've booby trapped just about everywhere. When's this Wally arriving?
He's there. Just passing the window. Go let him in, Wilfred.
All right. Do I touch him?
No, he slammed the door on his fingers.
Now, I want you all to be as nice as you can when Ratface comes in.
It's exciting having a lodger. I wonder if he'll fancy me.
There's more chance of him liking arsenic.
Come on, in a straight line to greet him. Frieda, you stand next to Adolf.
Come on, man. Let's be one happy family.
You're joking.
Are you happy, Dad?
I don't know. Oh, I can't go.
Here he is! Ratface!
Welcome to our humble abode, Ratface. As the senior member of this happy little family, I'd like to say, on behalf of all of us on this auspicious occasion, how much pleasure it gives us all at this moment in time to try and capture the satisfying feelings we all feel. And are in fact feeling now, as I speak. So without wasting words and beating about the bush, it falls upon me to express the feelings of my colleagues by saying to you...
Get on with it, you Wally.
Get on with it, you Wally.
Lovely speech, Uncle Rubbish.
See your poetry.
Biggest load of garbage I've ever heard in my life.
Do you want to respond, Ratface?
Oh, yeah, be
Speech.
Ah, thank you. That was a good speech, that Uncle Rubbish. It was. A good speech. What I call a speech, that was. It was a good speech, that. You don't hear speeches like that anymore. It was a good speech.
Well, thank you, Rotface. Have you met Wilfred? This is Wilfred.
Hello.
How do you do? Is that a gas mask you're wearing?
Yeah.
Ah, it's a good gas mask, that is. It's what I call a gas mask, is that? You don't see gas masks like that anymore. It's a good gas mask, is that?
And, this is Uncle Nasty.
Ah, pleased to meet you.
You will be.
Uncle Nasty, eh? That's a good name, that is. It's a good name, it is. It's what I call a good name, is that? You don't get names like that anymore. It's a good name.
You know, Paul, I think I'm really going to find you utterly despicable.
That's a good word, is that, despicable? It's a right good word. What I call a good word is despicable.
I'm Melanie.
Yes, Melanie's Frieda Nettigan's daughter.
Yeah, I'm sorry I don't look as pretty as I normally do, but I can't find me teeth.
Never mind, Melanie. They're good gums, are them. What are all good gums? They'll last your lifetime with them gums.
Thank you.
You don't see gums like that anymore. Do you know, I can't remember the last time I saw a set of gums as good as them.
Hey, ma'am, you liked me gums.
I do. I make no bones about it. They're good gums, are they, are.
Stroll on.
I don't think I'll bother looking for my teeth anymore. If you think my gums look nice.
No. I didn't say they look nice. I said they were good gums. I mean, they match your dress beautifully.
But my dress is purple.
I know, they match up perfectly.
You're a chronic, you are, Ratfish. You've only been in the rotten house 5 minutes and you've caused a major catastrophe.
I didn't mean to. I mean, it's not my fault she's got funny gums.
Oh, don't cry, Melanie, lovey. Calm down, love. He didn't mean it.
Oh, I did.
Oh, dear, what are we going to do?
I'll show you what we're going to do. Belt up, you rotten, bawling brat, and I'll flop your ears off her.
Hasn't Uncle Nasty got a wonderful way we work?
Well, it's very nice here, I must say. That's what I must say. It's very nice here. It's a good house, is it? It is. It's a good house. They don't make houses like this anymore. I'll go get my possessions.
Right. Are they in storage somewhere, Ratface, or have you got them packed in a big trunk?
No, they're in a plastic carrier bag on doorstep with me dog. Right, just go get it.
Oh, what a nice man.
Nice man, he's revolting. He hadn't had a bath for 10 years.
Wrong, Uncle Nasty, because I asked him. He hadn't had a bath for 20 years. He's the salt of the earth, his rat face, salt of the earth.
That's a good phrase, that is. That's what I call a phrase, eh? You don't hear phrases like that anymore. That's a good phrase.
And you can belt up Grimshaw, or I'll run that rotten gas mask down your throat.
That's not a good idea, then. That's what I call not a good idea.
Shut up.
Here we are. And this is my little dog, Scratty.
What a lovely dog. Hello, Scratty.
This is Wilfred Scratty.
I think she's fantastic.
She's the best friend I ever had. Now, this is Frieda and Melanie Scratty.
Hey, kidding me, Ann.
Ah, oh, she loves everybody. Mind you, she's a great judge of character. She knows straight away if you're kind and loving. This is Uncle Nasty Scratty.
Get it off.
I think you made a friend for life there, Uncle Nasty.
Right, now, can we sort out where me and Scratty will be sleeping?
Yes, well, we've got a bit of a problem there, Ratface. The person he was supposed to be going to share a room with has suddenly developed this rare disease.
Yeah, you can't stand the sight of your rotten dog. Get up.
Anyway, where are we sleeping?
Well, how do you feel about the garden shed? It's reasonably clean, but it might be a bit drafty.
That'll do for me. I've never had a house, no. As long as I can remember, I've slept under stars.
Well, the garden shed will be home from home, then. No roof on it.
Get up. Where is he, then? Where is he?
Yes, come on, then. Where's this new addition to our family?
Geoffrey. Who has dumped that pile of old greasy clothes in my lilac velvet covered armchair?
That's Ratfish!
You're joking. It's not Ernest, I just saw it twitch. What did I just see?
Twitch! Oh, Geoffrey, what a revolting man!
Well, I might as well tell you, that's his rotten, smelly dog who sets about anybody who doesn't like him.
What a lovely man.
Oh, yes, what a lovely little doggy.
I wonder what it's called.
Let's guess.
Oh, I see it as a Fifi.
Oh, no. It's Twinkle, definitely Twinkle.
It has a look of a poo-poo.
Never seen a poo-poo. What has it never seen?
A poo-poo.
A poo-poo. Never seen one. No. If it's anything, it's Twinkle.
It's Scratty.
I was close.
Uncle!
I wonder who that is.
With a bit of luck, it's the vet.
It's the police.
Ah, no, not again.
There's two of them.
Ah, what do you think I've done now?
I told you he was a villain. Turn him in.
No, I'm not a villain. I've never done anybody any harm in my life.
I believe you, Ratfish.
So do I.
I do as well. Despite the fact that you don't like me gums. Unanimous, then. We stand by Ratface, whatever happens. Bring him in, Wilfred.
Right. Come in. The villain's in here.
Wilfred.
Excuse me. My name is Chief Superintendent Sidney Sweek. And this is my assistant detective constable, Stanley Bubble.
Stanley Bubble, yes. How do you do, yes, sir?
And what can we do for you, Chief Superintendent?
Tell them, Sidney. We have reason to believe that residing in this house is Sir Giles Seymour, alias Cesspit Cecil, alias Jasper Smythe, alias Sebastian Simpson, alias Ratface.
This is him. Lock him up.
You are Ratface?
Ah, I'm proud of it.
Ratface, you are hereby summoned under the Street Offences Act of 1767, Clause 6, Subsection 7, Paragraph 66, and subsequent amendment dated the 17th of December, 1776, of the Circumstantial Evidence Act, revised on the 6th of August, last September. Isn't that right, Stanley?
Oh, quite right, sir.
May I state that anything you may say will be taken down and used in evidence against you.
But I haven't done anything.
Nevertheless, I must ask you to accompany me to the station. To stand in an identification parade of assorted, sordid and unsavory character.
But I've done nothing.
That will be decided at the police station. If you are positively recognised, charges will be set in motion. Isn't that right, Stanley?
You are quite right, Sidney.
And so I must ask you to accompany us to the station where justice will be seen to be executed.
Executed? That sounds like a good idea.
What are you supposed to have done?
Tell him, Sidney.
The witness saw the suspect stealthily circumnavigating her washing line on which were suspended
several articles of unmentionable underclothes. Isn't that right, Stanley?
Quite right, isn't
it? It wasn't me.
The witness's description said he was suspicious, shady, and despicable.
That's him. Take him and lock him up.
This way, Ratfish. The police decision awaits you.
I'm innocent. I'm innocent.
On your bike and don't come back.
Oh, this is terrible. Poor Ratfish. He could end up in court.
With a bit of luck, he'll get life.
He can't afford to pay a lawyer.
Well, can I suggest something? And this is only a suggestion I'm suggesting. If no one else has a suggestion to suggest, I suggest, and this is my suggestion, that I defend him in court.
That's even better than hanging.
What a wonderful suggestion, Wilfred. Have you ever defended anybody before?
Oh, yeah, of course I have, yeah, of course I have, yeah. I defended the anti-Gurdis when she was attacked by a tortoise.
Yes, well, in that case, I think we should have a pretend trial to give you some experience.
Oh, love it. Can I be the judge? I fancy wearing one of those curly wigs and a scarlet robe.
Oh, well, you don't so scarlet, Ernie.
Oh.
It's not your colour. You're more a pastel person.
Yes, you're right. You're right, Geoffrey. What is it I'm more of?
A pastel person.
Exactly, a pastel person. Well, I'll sit on the jury instead and I'll wear my lemon polo neck. Either that or my jasmine jumpsuit.
And what will you be, Uncle Nasty?
I'll be the prosecutor, pal.
I thought you might be. Well, I'll be the judge, and Melanie will have to be rat-faced.
Typecasting.
Now, first, the accused has to be sworn in.
Right.
Bring the stupid...
Uncle Nasty, I'll rephrase that. First, the accused has to take the oath.
Ah, yeah. I know all about this bit. This is where Melanie Ratfield takes the stand. And when I say takes the stand, I don't mean she takes it anyway. But the stand stands where it's standing. And she stands, not sits, but stands in the stand. You understand?
Get on with it, you prawn.
Right, thank you. Now, I want you to raise your right hand and read what's on this card.
I can't read, because I can't find my teeth.
Now, you're being silly and deliberately obstructive. How on earth can losing your teeth possibly stop you from reading?
Because I left my glasses under them.
Would it help if I held the card right up to your nose?
Would it help if I rammed it right down your flaming throat?
I can just about see the words now.
Good. Just read what's on the card.
Crunchy cornflakes. The sunshine breakfast.
It's the only bit of cardboard I could find, Mullen.
Look, shall we proceed with the prosecution?
I'm ready. Now, members of the jury, have a good look at this rat face. This scumbag. This snivelling, thieving, flea-ridden, prat-faced slob. And try and decide, without prejudice, to string him up by his ears and flog him every day for the next 100 years.
Here, bring back the cat.
Well, I've got my teeth.
Furthermore, he should have his fingernails ripped off, his skull sandpapered, and his top lip skewered to his chin.
Well, that sounds quite reasonable.
Wilfred, you're supposed to be acting for the defence. Now, do you plead guilty or not guilty?
Yes! I rest my case.
I see. Well, having heard both sides of the argument, has the jury reached its verdict?
Oh, yes, we have, yes. Having given it a lot of thought, we've reached a verdict, haven't we, Geoffrey?
Yes, Ernest, we have.
And may I say, it was a difficult decision.
Well, can you now tell the court what that decision was?
Yes, we've decided I should wear the lemon polo neck with the square jacket.
Right. Now keep your voices down, everybody. Help me up to the police station window.
Yeah, it was a good idea if you asked to come here, Uncle Rubbish.
Well, we must stand by our newfound friend, mustn't we?
Yeah.
Can he see anything? Is he in handcuffs yet?
No. Oh, I see him. He's got his back to me. He's at the end of a line and the superintendent, Squeak, is walking along it with a woman.
Oh, I hope she don't pick him out.
She's bound to. Here, let me look. I don't want to miss this. She's halfway down the line. She's coming to him. She's stopped. She's hesitating. She's pointing straight at Ratface.
Oh, dear.
She's walking towards him.
Oh, this is terrible.
She's reached him. She's walked past him. She's walking towards his window. She's opening it. She's pointing at me.
That's him! That's the monster! What have you done with my husband's long johns?
Uncle Nasty, it's you!
I'm innocent, I tell you.
But it's the Hand Club, Stanley. The mystery is...
You've been listening to Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. That's a good title, that is. What I call a title. Starring the Grumbleweeds. Albert, Carl, Graham, Morris and Robin.
I like it, that Robin.
Oh, so do I, Geoffrey.
Oh, I wonder who's likely there.
Guess Who's Coming to Dinner was written and produced in Manchester by Mark Trey.
I like him as well, Ernie.
Oh, he crushes all his own socks.
And have you seen his needlepoint?
Oh!